behalf of the team, the trainers, everybody in the organization, we'd like to present you with the first game ball. This is a gift from all of us to you.
What a moment for Dennis Allen. Back in September, the victory over the Pittsburgh Steelers on the Sebastian Janikowski field goal, getting the game ball from Richard Seymour. And boy, the season has just flown by. Welcome back to our Silver and Black Show. Greg Popper rejoined by the head coach. Would that be the highlight of your year, your first win in the NFL as a head coach?
Yeah, I mean, obviously that was a good feeling. And, it was our first win as a team this year. And so, it was a highlight of the year, yeah.
And Carson Palmer was just brilliant in that game. And as we talk about the quarterback change and going to Terrell, a word about Carson Palmer and what he gave you this year.
Well, I mean, I thought he was outstanding this year. I mean, I thought he was really one of the bright spots that we had offensively. The second passer in Raiders history to throw for over 4,000 yards. So, I thought he did an outstanding job for us, and I was very pleased with the way Carson played.
We saw his toughness all year, but I don't think anything was more apparent than last week in Carolina when he's warming up on the sideline with cracked ribs and a bruised lung, and he's trying to come back to the football game for you in the second half. He is one tough quarterback.
No, that's one of the things when you look at him. I mean, you might question things about Carson Palmer. You'll never question his work ethic. You'll never question his toughness. And that's one of the things that I love about him, and he stood in there as the quarterback of our team, took some shots, never complained about it, and just kept going. And that's what we're looking for.
All right, so this last game, he will not be able to quarterback, obviously, with the injuries in San Diego. You had a choice to make, Matt Leinart, Terrell Pryor. You have chosen number 6, Terrell Pryor. Tell me why.
Yeah, well, we're going to give Terrell a chance to see what he can do. Obviously, he adds an athletic dimension to the quarterback position. So there'll be some different things that we'll be able to do with him from an athletic standpoint. But he's worked extremely hard and has waited his opportunity. And just like everybody else, we want to try to make sure we give guys an opportunity, see what they can do, and this is his chance.
Well, will the offense look any different with Pryor under center? I mean, at Ohio State, he did go under center, but he was a shotgun quarterback. Will it look different than what we've seen from Palmer?
Well, I mean, there'll be some different plays in there, but we'll have part of our normal offense, and then we'll have some specifically designed plays for him.
Talk about his running ability, because obviously the guy is a gifted athlete. Some of the guys on this team have told me he's the fastest guy on the football team, and he's a big, strong quarterback as well.
Yeah, well, I mean, obviously his athleticism is one of his strong suits. He's extremely athletic, and he's extremely fast. So our ability to put him in positions, get him on the edge some, where he has an opportunity maybe for a run-pass option to use his athleticism will be beneficial to us.
This defense you're going to face on Sunday in San Diego sacked Greg McElroy, the Jets quarterback, last week 11 times. Is that part of your thinking, this quarterback's ability to run away from pressure could be a big factor in Sunday's game?
Well, I mean, obviously when you face teams that like to come after the quarterback like that, one of the things that helps you is to have an athletic quarterback, because if he makes somebody miss, there's not a lot of people behind him to get him down. So that's one of the thought processes there, that Terrell gives us some athleticism where he can maybe get out of the pocket a little bit and get away from some of that rush.
Tony Bergstrom, might we see him play more at right guard with the injury to Mike Brissett?
Yeah, I would anticipate seeing Tony Bergstrom as well as Lucas Nix. I'd like to see him play a little bit.
Talk about your defense. The defense is trending up. When you go back to the Denver game, they were in the red zone 7 times, scored just 2 touchdowns. The game after that, you pitched a shutout. And last week, you held Carolina with only 17 points. They have been getting better as the season's gone on.
Yeah, and that's one of the things that we're trying to establish an identity for our defense. And I think the way that the defense has played over the last couple of weeks, we've got after the quarterback pretty good. We've played good red zone defense for the most part. And that's kind of what we're looking for, a tough, fast, aggressive style of defense. And I think our guys are really beginning to see that. And there's been a lot of change and a lot of moving parts within that defense. But yet, we put in guys like Brandon Ross, who comes in, who hadn't played very much and has gotten an opportunity the last few weeks and has stepped up and made some plays. So in some of these injuries, we found some players.
And one last challenge for this defense of 2012 on Sunday in San Diego against Phillip Rivers, Antonio Gates, and the San Diego Chargers. What do you expect from this Charger team on Sunday?
Well, I think they've won 6 straight end-of-the-year games. And so, they understand how to finish out the season and close it out. So we anticipate, facing a team that's going to be extremely motivated and extremely excited about playing the game. So we got to come out and we got to be able to match their intensity and we need to get a win on the road to end out this season.
Yeah, one final game for the Raiders in 2012. Coach, we thank you so much for your time all year on the Silver and Black Show. And we'll see you next year.
Okay.
Raider head coach Dennis Allen, when we come back, we'll be rejoined by Jim Plunkett to break it down even further now. The Raiders and the Chargers coming up on Sunday. That's next on the Silver and Black Show.